Michael does not have any colour associations with musical pattern or texture, rhythm, instruments, composers, mood or emotion, only with key. He does, however, have other sorts of non-musical synesthesia. For him, letters, numbers and days of the week all have their own particular colours and a peculiar topography or landscape as well. I asked Michael what role, if any, his musical synesthesia played in his creative life, whether it took his thinking and imagination in unexpected directions. Certain classical composers, including Scriabin, Messiaen, and Rimsky-Korsakov, made explicit use of their own synesthesia in their compositions. There was an explicit connection, he answered, between colour and key in the first orchestral music he wrote, a series of five pieces called Colour Music, in which each piece explored the musical possibilities of a single key, and thus a single colour. The first of these pieces was entitled Ecstatic Orange. The others were Bright Blue Music, Green, Purple, and Ash. But apart from these early pieces, Michael has never again made explicit use of his key synesthesia in his work, a remarkable and ever-expanding range of music, which now includes operas, ballets, and symphonic pieces. He is frequently asked whether synesthesia has made much difference to his life, especially as a professional musician. He says, "For me at least, it's no big deal. For him, it is normal and completely unremarkable." David Caldwell, another composer, also has musical synesthesia, but of a distinctly different sort. When I mentioned Michael's equation of yellow with G major to him, he exclaimed, "That seems wrong to me." So too was Michael's green for E major, and indeed most of Michael's colours, although David said he could see the logic of some of them. Every synesthete has his own colour correspondences. Colour key association goes both ways for David. Seeing a piece of transparent golden yellow glass on my windowsill put him in mind of B flat major. "Something clear and golden about that key," he said. Was it, he wondered, the colour of brass? Trumpets, he said, are B flat instruments, and a lot of brass music is written in this key. He is not sure what determines his particular colours. Have they arisen from experience, by conventional association? Are they arbitrary? Have they any meaning? While David does not have perfect pitch, he has excellent relative pitch. He remembers accurately the pitch of many songs and many instruments, and can immediately infer from this what key any piece is played in. Each key, he says, has its own quality, and each key also has its own individual colour. David feels that the colour of music is central to his musical sensibility and musical thought, for it is not just keys that have distinctive colours. Musical themes, patterns, ideas, and moods have colours too, as do particular instruments and parts for them. Synesthetic colours accompany every stage of his musical thinking. His groping for the underlying structure of things is facilitated by colour, and he knows he is on course, that he is achieving his goal, when the synesthetic colours seem right. Colour flavours and enriches, and above all, clarifies his musical thinking. But it is difficult to pin down or systematise his correspondences. When I asked him to make a chart of his synesthetic colours, he thought for a few days and then wrote to me, "The more I've tried to fill in the blanks on my chart, the more tenuous the connections have seemed. Michael's connections are so fixed and don't seem to involve intellectual or emotional consideration. Mine, on the other hand, have a lot to do with how I feel about keys and how I use them in composing and playing music." Gian Bielli, Michaela Eslin and Lutz Janka, researchers in Zurich, have described a professional musician with both music colour and music taste synesthesia. Whenever she hears a specific musical interval, she automatically experiences a taste on her tongue that is consistently linked to that musical interval. In a 2005 article in Nature, they detailed her associations. Minor second, sour. Major second, bitter. Minor third, salty. Major third, sweet. Fourth, mown grass. Tritone, disgust. Fifth, pure water. Minor sixth, cream. Major sixth, low-fat cream. Minor seventh, bitter. Major seventh, sour. Octave, no taste. Any auditory uncertainty as to what musical interval she is hearing is immediately compensated for by its taste, for her musical synesthetic tastes are instantaneous, automatic, and always correct. I have also heard of violinists who make use of synesthesia to tune their instruments, and piano tuners who find it useful in their work.